Hey, hey, this is Rebbitzin Bevkind Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreat. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat Day 4. This is incredible. Can you believe it? You have come to the halfway mark. I'm so proud of you. So we have the calm method. Day 1, 2, 3, and 4 are a breakdown of each step of the calm method. Okay. So day 1 was connect to yourself. Day 2 was ask for abundance. Day 3, listen for the answer. And today is day 4, master a higher level of consciousness. Okay. We are going to bring a bunch of examples next week. We're going to be taking a break Friday and Saturday, no classes. Come back on Sunday because that is enhance your intimacy. We're going to talk about it. We're actually going to get really practical. So come ready. And today we are talking all about how do we stay and master the next level, the higher level of consciousness. Before we do that, I would like to hear from you guys in the chat how this journey has been so far. Have you found anything that has changed, shifted? Things are suddenly, you know, different, or there's like aha moment. It has been fabulous. Awesome. Yes, that's so fun. Any specific situations or stories or anything that comes to mind that was like, whoa, that's amazing. The reason why I'm asking is because when we are feeling stuck, when we're feeling in the mud, when we're feeling like there's too much drama, when you're just like, right, in that icky space, the thing that will shift that is step 1, connect to yourself. What do I want? Instead of being reactive, we're learning to be proactive. We're learning to be intentional, getting in touch with ourselves, getting in touch with what is really important to me. Okay. And then from there, the next step is to bring God into it. And we spoke about how some people will just say, bring God into it, bring God into it. Yeah, you can bring God into the mud and it will work, but the energy is different when you're like, ah, all icky versus, okay, I know what I need. I know what I want. God, help me get a nap, or I just really need a shower to like disconnect and feel water, right? Like whatever is the thing that will work for you, you can pray and ask God for assistance, right? How do I do it? Make it happen. It's all in your hands. Okay. I've tried to take time for myself, even went to the gym, but I feel that I pay so much for that, leading to a mom burnout so fast. My kids are really demanding. Yes. So there's a lot of overwhelm, and you feel like when you do get in touch with what you need and you do it, it ends up costing you. Is that what you're saying? Right? It's like I do something for myself and then I have to pay for it. And this is where we're really going to talk about that today. How do you set up the systems so that you don't have to pay for it, so that it's win-win for everyone, right? Something is reacting to the fact that you're taking time for yourself. And the way to balance that isn't by not taking care of yourself. It's by preparing everyone else for the fact that I am going to be taking care of myself, okay? So creating the systems and putting the systems in place in order for you to be able to do it without having to pay a price is going to be really helpful. These are mud issues, right? When you're in the mud, like trying to get out of the mud, you still have mud all over you. So like it takes a process of finding the systems to put into place to then be able to make it flow. And that's what, you know, we're going to talk about today. Very cool. Anybody else? Okay. So we talked about connecting to yourself, bringing God into it, right? The step of listen to the answer is one of the steps that is most foreign to most people, because we are very familiar with prayer and ask and turn to God and bring God in. We're good at that. Most of us are like, okay, I do that, or I know to do that, or I was told to do that, right? But did anybody ever teach you how to listen? How to listen for the answer, how to actually pause and get a response, right? And so when I was in a situation that felt like, oh, you know, what am I going to do? I don't know what God wants from me. I went to the rabbi with my husband and I asked him this, and he said, you know what God wants by what is. So God responds through reality. If something is happening, if something is in existence, it means that's what it needs to be. That's what God wants. And so you're going to start learning how to listen to the reality so that you can pick up on the answers and you can be guided just by being attentive. Okay, that's what listening for the answer is. And yesterday we spoke about, you know, a specific tool that helps us get out of that drama cycle and into the being attentive. Like, what does God actually want from me? Obviously not to be fighting, obviously not to be like, you know, bickering and cats and dogs and all that stuff that we do. I understand that in order to move forward for myself and others, I need to free them, relinquish control, rely on Hashem, be more relaxed. Yes. Yes. You're like, but how? Well, listen, awareness is step one. Okay. It's like, I get it. Right. So the retreat is to bring awareness, to give you tools, to give you that open door to a breakthrough, right? And then there's, you know, the everyday skills. And that's what we're talking about today. That's the master, the higher level of consciousness. Let's say, right, I was in the mud. I got in touch with what I need. I went and I, you know, prayed for it. And then I listened and I started getting answers. And I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, mind blown. Like, I'm actually in this flow. What happens next is that we're so excited that we got an answer, or that we're in this flow, we just go next, 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 right? And so you can have this real addiction to inner growth and the inner, you know, development, being like, okay, so I'm up here. I could see from the top. Oh my gosh. And then okay, what's next? Oh, look, I'm flying. Okay, what's next? What's the next thing? And you end up going from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, constantly running after the next high without actually maintaining this, you know, flow. And it's exhausting. You will burn out really quickly, right? You will feel like, I can't do this anymore. It's so much work, this inner work stuff, right? That's what people tell me. It's like, you know, I found all this, you know, freebie things, and I'm running from one freebie to the next. And then I'm finding more things. And then I'm like, you know, learning new things and new skills and new things. And, and like, it's overwhelming. There's a lot going on. And so the antidote to that is learn to master a higher level of consciousness, so that this becomes your new norm, so that this becomes your new comfort zone, right? Because comfort zone is the thing that your body is comfortable in. So if I grew up in drama, then my body thinks drama is normal. I need to always have drama. If I was able to get myself out of that, then I need to make sure that I don't constantly jump back to comfort zone, right? I could be flying for sometime, but eventually my body's going to say, something is wrong. I'm not used to flying. I don't know how to do this thing. I'm much more comfortable on the ground, and it will pull me back down. So I need to learn how to master. And that's what we're going to do today. Who's ready? Easier said than done. Yes. And that's why I work so hard to make this, you know, a no-brainer for you by coming up with all the roadmap and all the systems so that all you have to do is follow and join as opposed to reinvent the wheel. So definitely, you're definitely in the right place. Also not enjoying being happy with the answers, accomplishing, because we're running on to the next thing. Yes, yes. When you don't master a higher level of consciousness, you are constantly running for the next thing and you cannot celebrate and you cannot correct. And that's what we're going to be doing today. Okay. So there is this video that I created. It's the first ever video. I'm going to put the link here. You don't have to watch it right now because obviously I'm live and live is better than video. But if you go to my YouTube channel and definitely go subscribe because I have some great stuff coming, you will see the first ever video was about finding clarity and then actually creating momentum and changing, you know, actually building onto something. I had a friend who told me that she feels like she's going in circles. Every day feels like just get through the day. And then when there's, you know, when the day ends, it's like, okay, just get through the next day, right? And that's what the days feel like. The reason why that's happening, again, is because of comfort zone. You have comfort zone. And so your body is going to be almost like gravitating towards comfort zone. So if you're here and you're going to take a step, because, you know, the day is a step, you're going to take a step, but you're gravitating towards the center because that's comfort zone. So you're going in circles. That's what you're doing. Every single day feels like a circle because every day is one step closer to nowhere. And then that's when you're working with comfort zone. Comfort zone is just going to keep you in the same place for as long as possible in the same situation because it's what we know. It's what feels safe. And don't get me wrong, comfort zone is not comfortable, okay? It does not feel nice and comfy. It's usually like really uncomfortable, but our brain doesn't know that. Our brain just knows it's safe. And anything outside of comfort zone, that's dangerous. And in reality, what we know is that anything outside the comfort zone is everything we always want. That's where, you know, the growth is. That's where the peace is. That's where the better version of myself is. So if you want to live your life, still same step, right? You're still going to take that same step because that day is still going to happen, but make that day count towards moving towards your goals. So if you're here and you take a step and then another step and another step, it's just as slow. But at least you're not going in circles. You're going to start moving ahead. You're going to start moving forward. And that's what we want to do. Okay. So the story behind this video that I created is that I was pregnant with my number 6. And I was talking to a friend and she said, you should be really careful because the more kids you have, the more you're susceptible to postpartum depression because you think you're okay. You think you've got it. And then it hits you and you don't know where it came from and you're overwhelmed and you're tired. And then it's just all downhill from there. And I was like, okay. I like hearing people's, you know, feedback and stuff. I obviously don't think it's going to happen to me, right? Because we never do. But I'm willing to be intentional and I'm willing to be proactive about it. So I thought to myself, what is one thing that is going to keep me afloat? If I do this one thing every day and that's all I do, it's going to keep me above ground. And for me, and this is very different for everyone, for me, this was prayer. If I can stand in prayer one time per day, I will stay connected. I will stay intentional. I will actually keep that level of consciousness. And I took upon myself to pray every single day. It didn't work right away, right? I've been working on this one thing since high school, okay? That's like 20 years, right? It's like, I tried in 8th grade, in 9th grade, in 10th grade, in 11th grade. I'm like, I'll daven every day, even when we have days off. And of course I don't, right? Because it's built into the schedule. And if I didn't come to school that day, then I forgot. I slept in. I was sick. It never became part of my rhythm. And even when it did, it was hard for me because I had to like push myself out of my comfort zone to do it, right? It's like, you have to actually get up and get off your, you know. So it was difficult. And then I got married and then, oh, I had a baby right away. And of course, if you have a baby, you don't have to pray. And right, like, and kids are, you know, totally, and that's it. I was like free for life. And I realized it's just not, I want to succeed and I want to find a way to succeed. And of course, pushing myself harder wasn't working. Nothing else was working except this. I found something called bullet journaling. And in short, they call it Bujo or something. Bullet journaling is this really fun journal with dots and you design your own journal. And of course, I became completely obsessed and then decided I'm not doing it because it's too perfect. And my perfectionist self is never going to go in there and write anything because it's so perfectly perfect. So I decided I'm only going to do a loose page. I'm not doing a whole journal. And so I ripped out one page and I just did little boxes, a whole line, 30 little boxes, like little cubes. And each square represented a day. And just like I just told you visually, right? Every day is one step. I want to get there. I am going to take a step towards there. And I numbered them on top and I made it black or white. And that's what we're going to do today. Okay. We're going to first, step one, find your one thing. Then we're going to figure out how to make it black or white. And then number three is we are going to come up with all the ways that it's not going to work. Like, what is going to get in my way of praying every day? Right? Okay, so let's start with a little meditation because, of course, we need to get into it. Take a deep breath, get ready. It's going to be super short because today, as usual, I just have so much to teach you and I love you so much. And that's why we're doing this quick. Okay. Take a deep breath. Bring your intention inside, your attention into your body. Notice the air coming in and the air going out. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and anything that comes up for you is exactly fine. What is one thing that when you do it, everything falls into place? Your day is smooth, your energy is high, it's awesome. And when you don't do it, your day feels choppy and overwhelming and your energy is all over the place and it just, ugh. Okay, this is a thing that you sometimes do, sometimes don't do. You're like on the fence with it. You know it's sort of good for you, but it's not urgent enough. When you do it, things are smooth, energy's high. When you don't do it, everything goes downhill. Okay. If you had your eyes closed, you can open up your eyes and write down this one thing. If you got multiple things, you can write them into the chat. Beautiful. Someone wrote, he Buddha do, talking to God. You know, by the way, that's my new one thing. I've been working on it for a while. Because, you know, spoiler alert, I did eventually succeed in getting prayer down into my day. And now I pray twice a day for probably 2 years, no break. Like I missed maybe one day this year. I can't think of something. Okay, very good. Some people will call this what's important but not urgent. If you know the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey says it's important but not urgent. So it's important to me to exercise. It's important to me to eat right. It's important to me to pray. It's important for me to have a, you know, whatever. But nobody's making me do it. Nothing is on fire. So I just don't get to it. Okay. That's another example of something like this. Meditation, exercise, drink water. Amazing. Pick one. One of the comments, it's really funny. As you were talking, I thought the one thing that would keep me afloat was prayer. And as you said, the examples of yourself, I'm sitting here next to my bullet journal. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I love it. If everything's on schedule, everything's smooth. Otherwise, it's not. Okay. So I want you to isolate this statement into what is something that you can do for 10 minutes. In the beginning of the day, is it writing down your schedule? Is it brainstorming what you want done? Whatever it is, looking at your calendar, find something that you can do for 10 minutes that will move the needle. That's what we're looking for, something that will move the needle. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you guys into breakout rooms. And I want you to help each other find your one thing, okay? Because this is really fun. Davin and Brachos, yes, very good. That's a very good one thing because it's short and it's doable. I like it. Breakout rooms, let's do it. Okay, I'm assigning you guys, go and have fun. Introduce yourselves quickly, say who you are, where you live, what you do, you know, just have some fun. And then what is your one thing? And maybe, you know, go into what does it mean when I did it? Like, what is going to count? Does it count that you put the yoga mat down but didn't actually do any yoga? Does it count that you went out for the walk and then was stopped by a neighbor? What is going to say yes, black or white, yes or no? Okay, let's do it. Okay, you have a little thing that came up for you. You can join the breakout and go meet some awesome people. Start again. Welcome back from the breakout rooms. How was that? Isn't it so much fun to be with amazing women? Like, just throw you in a room and be like, oh, hi, random person who's super awesome, you know? It's so fun. I find it very exciting. Didn't have enough time. Of course, we never have enough time. We might have a breakout room again on day 6. So you'll have more time for that. I agree. Yeah. There is something really wonderful about the collective energy, and that's one of the things that helps you maintain and master a higher level of consciousness is having amazing people around, right? Is setting yourself up to have a community that supports you. Tamima is here, and I am so happy that she is because she wants to tell you guys how it is to work with me. And then we'll wrap up the topic. Go ahead, Tamima.
Where should I start?
Well, start at the beginning. Where were you when I opened up my program? Basically, I just want to give you guys a backstory a little bit. I was building my Flow Mastermind. Well, I'll be telling you a little bit about that in a minute. And Tamima is the founding member. She was like, okay, I'm in. What made you want to get in? Like, where were you? And what made it super clear that this is
a business? So I was in like a very big growth stage of my business. I've been in business for 7 years now. So this was like almost 3 years ago. And we were coming out of Corona. I had a baby, my third kid, but she was a baby at the time. And I had been in some networking groups and some masterminds, but I didn't feel like I felt like I was spending, actually during the lockdowns, I was spending a lot of time on building my business. I was also on maternity leave at the time. So it like worked out and my kids were home. There was no school. So it was like, I was like literally on the computer all day and my husband was home. So like he was basically the dad and the mom, because I was like busy, like joining Zooms all the time to work on my business. And like, I was very, very focused on business growth, very much not focused on the family part. And I was always listening to podcasts and things like that. I can't talk now. Okay. 5 minutes. Okay. So 5 minutes. Sorry. Speaking of family. So I was just close the door, sweetheart. Okay. Thanks. So I was doing like a lot of like listening to a lot of podcasts and whatever. And I felt like everything was like so focused on like business that I was losing touch with my family, with my husband, with God, because it was so business growth focused, which maybe was what my business needed, but it's not what me as a person needed. And so I really resonated with what Rebbetzin Bachchan's whole mission is to bring all the parts of you together into one whole and make sure that all the parts of you are being nurtured, not just the mommy part, not just the wife part, and not just the business owner part, but to make sure it's all comes together. And I also realized that I was kind of using the business as like an escape from my responsibilities as a mom, as a wife, as a Jew. So when the membership, I don't think I joined the first round. I think I joined the second round because it took me some time to like get used to the idea of investing so much money in my business at once. But, you know, and get my husband on board. But it's been over 2 years and I'm in a totally different place, working a lot less, just feeling a lot more grounded, a lot more connected to both my husband and Hashem, and made some amazing connections too. And yeah, like I feel like just having the calm method as a tool is already like, so you're so much more ahead when you, it takes time to like really internalize it. And that's where the group comes in. It's like, every time I come to Rebbetzin Bachchan with a dilemma, she's like, connect to yourself, see what you really want, and then ask for it. And I didn't even tell you this, Bachchan, but because it just happened last week, but I was realizing that I'm not selling enough in my business to get to the kind of income that I want. So I just kind of like crunched the numbers and was like, how many people do I actually have to speak to every single week in order to like, because I realized that when I have sales calls, they usually become my clients. Like I have a very high conversion rate, but I'm not doing enough sales calls. So I was like, how many do I actually need? And then I came up with a clear number of how many calls I need a week. And I said to Hashem, can you just send me these people that I don't have to go out and sell and like market myself? And since then I've had like literally a flood, like two or three people a day reaching out to me from like the most random places. So it's just like having this tool in my toolbox is already like so helpful. And of course the group dynamic, bouncing things off each other, hearing that other people are struggling with the same thing and worded in a slightly different way. And then I always like every time like there's coaching and Bachchan is coaching someone else, I'm like, wow, that's really like relevant to me also, even if I didn't even realize that it was relevant when the person phrased the question. So it's really been incredible. And my husband has commented many times that he's seen such a huge difference in how I react to the kids and how present I am when I'm not working and all that. So yeah.
Yes, I'm loving it. I'm just sitting here going, yeah.
Well, the nachas, right?
You guys, I mean, there's something so powerful to the fact that Tamima is signed up for the third round. Like, she's not leaving because it works, because there's
everything. It grounds me. It really grounds me. And like, for example, over Pesach when we didn't have sessions and like you took a vacation, which is totally, totally normal and totally fine. I felt a difference. I was like, I don't have that person to bounce things off. I don't have that group to bounce things off. It's like not as, you know, so next time we take a vacation, you should have a community open, like a, what's it called? A chat.
Yes. The problem is that you don't have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So we're still working on a really, you know, neutral place to have a community. But yeah, there's an anchor and there's someone to turn to, and you always have me on call, which is something that you get as part of the program. I'll let you guys know more about the program. Is there anything else that you felt you would tell yourself in the past self? Like, you're on the edge, you're not sure if to do it or not. What's the thing that really helped you make a decision, or what would you tell yourself now?
Well, I would tell myself what you told me, let the decision be easy. And that really goes back to the calm method. And that's at the end of the day, what we did, as you know, we just let it be easy. And like I already told you, that first payment came through that day. Like a client paid me who owed me money, paid me the very day that I was making the decision to join or not. And it was like exactly what I needed. So yeah, I would say let it be easy. And also just think about who you want to be in a year from now. And will this bring you closer to that place?
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love it. Yes. The one thing, we're going back to that right now. How do I unpin you? Remove pin. There we go. Okay. So let's get back to the one thing, because we did leave you hanging. You guys came back from the chat and then we started going, you know, casual, which is fun. The one thing is going to be just one thing that you do for 10 minutes each day that's going to get you into a momentum. Why it works is because, you know, if you say, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to do everything, you're going to get so much resistance, right? The Yetzirah is going to be like, what do you think you're doing? I've worked so hard to keep you here. Like, what's going on? Right. And so you're going to get, everything is going to stop you all at once. But you say, I'm doing this one thing. What's the biggest thing that can happen? Right. There's like, you don't really, it's not that big of a shift. And so there isn't as much resistance. You're going to, you know, slowly build up this one muscle, and this one muscle is going to then build up more muscles, but you're not worried about that. That's not part of your, you know, thing right now. Your focus is to just do this one thing. Okay. And I want you guys to go back and to go to the YouTube video that teaches you how to make it black or white. You know, don't try to play games like, I sort of did it, I half did it, I, you know, sort of kind of did it. It doesn't work like that. It's either I prayed or I didn't. Right. So I had to make it really clear. What does that even mean? What is it? What counts? What counts as prayer? Like, did I open my prayer book and then somebody needed something and I closed it? Does it count? No. Does it count if I, you know, just said everything but the standing prayer? No. I have to be able to stand in prayer. Like, that is my one thing. So if I didn't stand in prayer in Shemoneh Esrei, I don't count it as a prayer. Okay. So it's really clear once you know exactly what it is that needs to happen. And the last step, and I'm just giving this to you in short form because we don't have that much time. The last step is to come up with all the ways that something's going to go wrong, right? If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. That's my favorite quote. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And, you know, in the beginning, someone said about going to the gym. I went to the gym for myself and then I ended up paying the price. That's exactly what it is. There wasn't a preparation. There wasn't a getting ready for going to the gym and making sure everything else is in order. And if I can make sure everything else is in order, then I'm going to set myself up for success. Okay. So I want you to think of all the reasons why you're not going to do that thing. I'm going to wake up late. I'm going to go to yoga. And so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go swimming. Like, now I went, the one time I forgot this year was like last week or something. the girls who were going to swim to practice took me at 7:30 in the morning. They're like, we're leaving now. And so I grabbed and left. And I was like, yeah, I'll pray right after. And of course I forgot, because at 9:30 already, I was like exhausted from swimming and I was hungry. And, you know, my day had started and they also decided to stop at the flower shop, which is why I have flowers. Right. And then like my day just sort of snowballed and ran away from me. And I was shocked. Like, how did that happen? Right. So I didn't plan ahead. I did not think what would happen if I was taken away in the first thing in the morning. Right. These are things you come up with and then you'll have more clarity. Okay. All good. Any questions? There's a chat. Familiar. Oh my gosh. Yes, I know. It was really bad. You know why it was so bad also? Because it was Rosh Chodesh. And I was like really upset with myself, like really bad. I was very, very sad. Okay. Any other questions here? I'm trying to see. Woohoo. Yes. You better believe it's not going to happen again, right? Because once it happens and you pick up on what was wrong, then you right away put in a system. So the week after when they took me at 7:30, I took my prayer book with me and I did not get into the pool until I prayed. Like they have like a little area outside. So I took the time to like not get in the pool right away. Because I was like, they took me away from the house. They drove me to the pool, fine, but I don't have to jump in right away with everyone. So that was a really good move. So that just gives you like a little bit of example of like how I learned from the experience and I also implemented more preparation. Yes. Yeah, so it's one thing that sets you up for success. It's not a new thing every day. It's the same thing over and over again. Okay. Which is why I put you in the breakout rooms. And I want you to really sharpen that one thing because it's going to be your one thing for a long time. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now we are going to go into the invitation. I would like to invite you to come work with me. And if you have to go for any reason or if you're not interested, that's totally fine. Make sure you come back on Sunday because Enhance Your Intimacy is going to be one of the really best things you can do for yourself. Okay, so come work with me. Why do I want you to come work with me so badly? Well, first of all, because it works. I don't know if you guys know, but Leah Aharoni is one of the top business coaches. And I was looking up to her for a very long time. And, you know, she lives here on this Yishuv. So I was in her groups. I was in her coaching. I love her. I think she's amazing. And one time she asked if anybody is a coach that brings business and marriage together. And I, as you know, am that coach. And so we worked together and she hired me and it was one of the really best experiences I had. She really was such a great client because she's so aware and she's so much fun. So she said, in just 1 hour, Revitzin Grossman found the root of my problem and helped me solve it. She has the perfect blend of being loving, supportive, and encouraging while also pushing you to be better. And by the way, the first retreat she spoke and it was so beautiful, so, so beautiful how she really explained that the two hands and, you know, the right hand brings you closer, the left hand pushes you. I do that. I'm really loving. I'm really energetic and positive, and I'm going to get you to, you know, get on track. I'm not going to let you give up on yourself. Okay. So that's something that I really am very, very strong with. Jessica Feldman sent me a fresh testimonial and it made me so happy. So I had to share it with you guys. If you don't know her, she's a dating and engaged coach. So she loves that transition of transitions, right? When you're like dating, trying to figure it out and then actually getting engaged, making decisions, how to go through all of that drama. She's great. Trans lively energy would make anything much more interesting and compelling. It's hard not to binge watch her recordings. And she totally is. She's so cute. She did binge watch everything. It was very funny. Even after being married for over a decade, there's always more to learn, but Chen's parables of different perspectives really helped me see things in a different way. It's not only improved my marriage, but also my relationships with my kids and others. I'm so happy that God put her and her wisdom into my life. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. And I'm not going to give you too many testimonials, but I do want to bring you some, you know, very, very strong clients. There is one woman who wants to stay anonymous, and her story is just so, so powerful that I can't, I'm very, very emotional when I think about it. When she joined Flow, she had barely any clients. She says, when the Revitan asked me what I want, I said, a wait list. And little did I believe it was going to happen so quickly. Like right now, guys, side note, she is so busy and so wanted that she is working to condense the days that she's working. And she's, you know, people are basically like really, really waiting to work with her. It's just unbelievable. She finished the year in the mastermind blown away by the inner transformation she experienced. Not only did I create the business I wanted, but I saw improvements in every aspect of my life. You guys, she moved to a better apartment. Her husband is so much happier. They have a better atmosphere in the house. Her kids, everything, like if you can touch it, it improved. It was phenomenal. It was so amazing. So, so amazing. Now, I do have two programs, but I'm going to focus on Flow because that's the mastermind that I am called to run, right? This is like my calling. This is the thing I created. This is the original thing I created. And this is the thing that I'm going to keep, you know, putting my efforts in. What happened was that people were like, but I'm not in business. So just so you know, I do have a program called the Fly Program. It's only marriage. It's for anybody who wants to take their marriage and completely break through and like free themselves. It is such a good program. It's watch it yourself. So there is 6 months worth of recordings and trainings that you get to watch on your own and implement on your own. But it, you know me, I can't leave you hanging. I can't just be like, here, take this thing and forget about it. I like to be involved. I like to be there for you. So there is 3 VIP sessions with me included. And there's also 3 live group sessions that I do specifically for people who are signed up for Fly. So you're going to get that. The regular price is $1,997 a month, not a month, total, sorry, $2,000 total. If you sign up during this launch, just because I'm launching now, so I'm happy to give you guys a discount, it's $500 off, okay? So it's going to be $1,497 instead of $1,997. And that is a one-time fee, and you can definitely break it up into payment plans. That's just a side note. I'm not going to talk any more about that. If you are interested, let me know, okay? The Flow Mastermind is my absolute baby. And it's not even a baby anymore. At this point, it's like a teenager. It's, we've gone through like really perfecting it. So thank God it's been amazing. And thanks to Mima also for being in it from the start. So it's really very, very valuable. The Flow Mastermind is a business mastermind for an integrated life. Okay. This is for you if you want to grow your business, make more money, have more clients, grow your impact, but you're afraid it will come at the price of your marriage and your home life. And we talked about this. It's a real fear. Okay. And when people tell me, yeah, but this is how it has to be, I get really, really angry. I get really, really annoyed because I know it doesn't have to be this way. And I was able to prove it to all my friends. And I really, this is what God put me in this world to do right now, is to make sure you know that it does not have to be this way, okay? You do not pay a price for growing your business because God put you here to be married and have a family and do your, you know, your purpose. And he also put this idea in you. He put this fire inside you to want to make an impact. So it must be that since they're from the same source, they can be joined to work together. And that's what I'm the most passionate about. Okay. You are either in the camp of, I'm already overwhelmed. I already have too much on my plate. There is nothing I can take on more. So I'm just going to stay where I am, right? And then you're keeping yourself small subconsciously, or you're on the other side of everything's nice now. There's this calm, there's the sense of balance. So I'm not going to upset the balance. So I'm just going to wait, right? Wait for like this perfect time. So I'm like, I don't know, when my husband retires or when, you know, the kids grow up or whatever, there's this like magical time that's probably never going to happen, that when I am ready. Okay. So it doesn't matter either way, you belong with us. Okay. You have two choices. You can decide to do it yourself, take everything you've learned and be like, okay, I'm going at it. I'm going to change my marriage. I'm going to actually, you know, figure this out. I'm going to grow my business and I'm going to do it in, you know, in balance. I'm going to find the thing. That's fine. You know, it works for a certain amount of time. What happens is you're going to hit resistance. You're going to hit negativity. You're going to hit feedback and you're going to start feeling resentful. Why? Because you don't have who to turn to. You don't have the structure in place, right? What we're talking about today, that mastering a higher level of consciousness, is creating the structure, putting yourself in the right container, being around the right people, and having the right guides up there to help you to, you know, sort of dismiss all of the noise and say, no, keep going. You're doing great. And instead, you're going to start having all the natural thoughts and the, you know, gremlins talking in your head, being like, oh my gosh, look at how much you did. And he doesn't care. He doesn't appreciate. And he's just giving you negativity. He's so selfish. He's so right. All the labels. I'm not even going to go into it. The resentment builds up. And then you end up proving to yourself, you see, there is no hope. I shouldn't have done it. I just needed to get, you know, be back in mediocre and be done with it, right? Like this was worse than if I wouldn't have done anything. And by the way, really what you're proof to yourself is that you didn't set yourself up for success. You did not plan this out. You did not have a plan for success. You just sort of like went into it hoping it would be better. But if you really want to do it right, the second option is you can get the right guidance. You could set yourself up for success. You can have accountability and surround yourself with other amazing superstars who care deeply about their marriage and also are growing their business. And then you can actually succeed. And you're going to see the impact is just absolutely amazing. Now, what Tamima was talking about before and what I want to really put my focus on is the four pillars of this program. Basically, there are four pillars. The first one is God. He's at the core. And you could see this also in the logo. God is at the core. We have business and marriage working together, supporting each other. Okay. They are in a circle. They are fitting into each other. It's almost like a puzzle. They support each other. Your business is there to support your life. Your life is there to support your mission. And you are doing it both, doing it all. And the last part is you as the container. Okay. And I'm going to get into it because it really is very important to understand all the different parts of the program. By the way, you can't, you know, like Tamima said before, if you focus on your business and go all in on that, you're going to be in a vacuum. You're going to be like, what happened to all the other stuff? What's going on here? Right? So it's really important. So the first question is, how's your relationship with God? Right? Is your life feeling like it's too much? Are you fuzzy about what's expected of you? Do you feel resentful that there's too much? You know, there's a heaviness. Do you feel alone or like you're doing this all yourself? Because those are all pointing to God baggage. And in the program, we end up getting rid of God baggage. The Flow Mastermind helps you put God at the core of everything. Okay. We release God baggage. You're going to connect to your purpose. You get clear direction and guidance. And by the way, you're going to start having a heightened intuition. You're going to learn how to listen. This is one of the skills you learn. And you're going to be supported through the journey. It's an amazing experience. And just this, you know, I could do a whole class. Just let's all get together for a mastermind just on bringing God into our life. But it's not enough. Because we need to also be really practical. Okay. And that's why you need to surround yourself with the people who are in the same arena. Okay. Now, on a marriage front, how is your marriage? Are you able to talk to your husband about your dreams? Do you feel supported with your business? Are you having any fun? And this is important because, you know, life isn't all fun and games, but it's also not supposed to be boring. It's not supposed to be treacherous. It's not supposed to feel hard. And the one that felt the most, you know, resonated with me the most, which is why I wrote it here, is because I used to live this way. Are you holding your tongue and walking on eggshells all the time? Right? Just like to make peace, to appease, just to make sure that there is no explosions. Like walk on eggshells, hold your tongue, don't say anything wrong, no triggering, right? If this is your marriage, then the Flow Mastermind is going to help you with that. In the Flow Mastermind, we focus on creating a thriving marriage that supports you in every way. You're going to connect to your husband. You're going to feel loved and cared for. You're going to enjoy your time together and have fun. We do talk about physical and emotional intimacy. You're going to learn how to communicate your needs effectively and eventually gain a team player that supports you. And it does come in phases. In the beginning, the first 3 months, there is that, you know, resistance, and we work through it. And then he starts to join. And then we have this growth and actual breakthroughs. By 9 months, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, how did we get here? Okay. This is an amazing, amazing program. Now, here's the business part. How is your business? Are you throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying to, you know, anything in order to see what sticks? If you are, then you're wasting a lot of your energy, right? Like it's going to drain eventually. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the work you need to do? Does everything feel hard? Are you lacking clarity and focus? These are all things that can really throw you off, right? You want to grow a business, you want to do it right, but it's just so overwhelming. And, you know, as a side note, a lot of people say you have to put all your energy in social media, you have to show up everywhere, and it's exhausting. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right thing for you. So we need to find the exact thing for you and your business. I'm very into unique solutions. And in the Flow Mastermind, a fully integrated marriage and business is our goal, right? We don't just want a business that stands on its own. We want a business that supports your life. So the first thing is a unique strategy that works for you. We're going to work smart, not hard. And you're going to find yourself working less, because you let it be easy, right? When Tamina said, let it be easy, that was the advice I gave her. Is just let it be easy. If it's meant to be, it will be. And God will show. God will guide. God will help. And he does. And it's amazing, right? So you're going to grow your business from within with mindset and intuition. And as a side bonus, you also get me on your team, and I have 15 years of branding, niching, targeting, positioning, and design experience. So you're going to be able to bring all of your stuff to get feedback. And that on its own is just a total no-brainer, right? Like if you can get someone like that on your team that's available to give feedback, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Okay. And the last part is you. Are you taking care of you? Are you exhausted, depleted, in all over your head? No, in over your head, not all over your head, even though, you know, in your head would also work. Do you turn to your business for fulfillment instead of the people you love, right? That's the workaholic part of us. Like, I can shine here. I actually feel accomplished here. So I'm just going to hang out here more. And then we end up becoming workaholics, right? Does everything turn into drama in your head? These are all things that point you to, you got to focus on you, right? And it's really important. So in the Flow Mastermind, you are the container of your life. That's why in the design, you are that part on the bottom that really holds it all. And we want to enlarge that vessel. We want to create space and capacity to contain more. You're going to grow your ability to receive abundance. You're going to become amazing, energized, and a fun person. And I'll tell you why, because hanging out with me adds that into your life. You probably noticed, right? You look forward to coming here because there is a positivity that is contagious. And you start hearing it, you start thinking it, you start feeling it, the more you have it around you. You're going to invest in yourself, self-respect, self-love. We're also going to address all the topics like health, mindset, skills, happiness, systems, right? We put systems in place in order to protect you and your ability to be the best version of you. And that's what it looks like. It's all together. It's a holistic, integrated system that I created. My business is called Connected for Real because it is the goal. The goal is to be connected for real, not just connected in one aspect and then leave everything behind. You got to be really practical and bring all the pieces in. And that's when you're going to feel real flow. Okay. So the Flow Mastermind is a 12-month a business mastermind for married women who want to grow their business alongside their marriage and get into a flow state. So you have to be in business. It doesn't matter if you're starting a business, if you're in a business, if you're already established. We're all in the same boat. And so the questions and the situations come up are pretty similar. And you have to be married. You can't join if you're not married. Okay. And the goal is to bring it all together and get into a flow state. And that's what it's all about. For all of you wondering, FLOW is an acronym because I like acronyms. It stands for find God in everything, love your marriage, optimize your business, and welcome the whole you, which by the way is each one of the four pillars. Okay. So here's the technical things of what you get. We can get more into this in detail later, but basically you get weekly group coaching, which is 1 hour with me. And we do rotate God, marriage, business, you, so that you get, you know, well-rounded all around. We're always attacking different situations from different angles so that, you know, it's integrated. You get 6 VIP sessions with me. You can use them at any time. You get WhatsApp check-ins. I find out how you're doing so that you don't fall between the cracks, so you don't, you know, sort of disappear on me or on you. You have access to all the recordings and the trainings. Okay. And there is a lot of really wonderful things. There's like 3 years worth of recordings and trainings. There are guest speakers. There's the past ones and the future ones that you have access to, and also a bunch of special events that I do that you are invited to. There's a meditation library, which has all the meditations edited and, you know, put into one place. So you can really just tap in 24/7 anytime you need. And there is an amazing community. There's a group. And of course, I told you about before, but this is something that you do get, is the business optimization and design critique. This is a bonus that I give because I am capable of giving it. So why not? Okay, that's just the technicals. And on the investment side, the price is $997 a month for 12 months, because this is a 12-month program. The reason why it's a 12-month program is because I want to be with you through all the seasons. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be different situations, and you're going to hit different blocks and different resistances depending on the different time of year, the holidays, the family that comes up, whatever is, you know, going on. And so the 12 months is an intentional time so that we can go through the entire cycle of the year. Okay. If you do choose to pay in full, you get a discount of 2 months free, which comes out to $9,970. This is a real steal. I know I'm in this business for a long time, and I myself am in business coachings, you know, all sorts of really great programs. this is very valuable, very valuable. Now, of course, you heard Tamima. She told you in her own words, her beautiful testimonial. And I love her. By the way, I was her client before she was mine. So I highly recommend working with her. And then there's another anonymous person who I wanted you to just hear because her marriage was really falling apart. When she called me, she was ready to get divorced. She said to me, I'm going to hire you either way, because even if I stay married or not, I still want this for myself. And now, thank God, it's just miraculous. Like I'm so amazed and proud of her for doing all the work. She says, Revitz and Grossman helped me feel safe being vulnerable. I'm able to accept who my husband is and take steps to feel happy and thankful instead of feeling trapped and resentful. She helped me let go and let God in such a calm, peaceful way. I enjoyed the work and have experienced an abundance of blessings in my life through opening up myself to God and his abundance. You guys, it's so funny. Her daughter once said she wants something. She says, I don't know how we're going to afford that. And so her daughter says to her, I don't know, just go talk to the abundance lady. She'll help you out. So it's just really funny. But yeah, anytime we spoke about anything she needed, like money-wise, it always fell into place. So her kids already knew. That was very funny. And my last very yummy, delicious testimonial is from Rebecca Saltzman. If you guys know her, if you don't know her, then you're probably living under a rock. She is a superstar. She says, even though my marriage is great, the retreat gave me some amazing gems of wisdom to make it even better. You guys should totally sign up. I am in her membership. So I was talking to her today about how I'm going to be talking to you guys today. And she says, put me in there and tell them all to sign up. Because it really is, it's just such a wonderful community of amazing people. And she's one of those people. So there you go. Now, if you are ready, there is a fast action bonus that you get just for, you know, joining right now. It's a 90-minute intensive, so you can use it for a strategy session, like more business focused, or you can use it as an SOS marriage session. And yes, in 90 minutes, we can get a lot done, okay? So this is one of those things that I don't offer often, but when I do, when people buy it, it changes lives. This fast action bonus expires on May 18th. That's right after the retreat is over. So you have time to talk it over, think it through, sleep on it, and then, you know, and make a decision quick before it expires. Okay. And that's it. The Flow Mastermind is the four pillars over four seasons. So you can become connected for real. And I am welcoming you in. In order to sign up, send me an email to advice@connectedforreal.com. Let me know that you're interested and I will send you all the details. I'm super excited about seeing you on the inside and I can't wait to see all the possibilities of what's going to be with you. Okay, thanks for another great class. Have a wonderful, meaningful Shabbos. You are welcome. Oh, amazing. Okay, guys, very good. Lots of love. I will see you on Sunday. We're going to be skipping today, tomorrow, and Shabbos. We'll meet on Sunday for Enhance Your Intimacy. Then Monday is Design the Atmosphere of Your Home. And Tuesday, we're going to bring it all together with an amazing meditation that you do not want to miss. Like, people come special for that meditation on day 7. So definitely don't miss it. Okay, very good. Love you all. Have a great week, great night, great Shabbos. And I'll see you next time, same place.
It's me again, Revitzen Bat-Chen Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call. And you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com /retreat.